Jinky's Diner in Agora Hills, California is where you will find Antonio Cromartie and his crew every morning at 7:30 sharp.
Yeah, you spell for soccer. F-O-S-O-C-K-E-R.
Well, maybe not everybody. Kyle Wilson and Josh Bush roll in a tad later.
We leave every morning at 7:15. You've been here for a whole week now. You know where we eat at. You know where we go. You know what time we leave.
It's the perfect way to start off a day of intense training, and each day something different to fuel the body.
Can I get the chicken breast and egg white?
And after a quick breakfast, courtesy of Marty, it's off to the field. It's a short drive, but plenty of time to get focus. Agora's high school football field is the home of the Chargers, but during summer break, most mornings it's home of Camp Crow.
Two-time defending champ.
Cromartie has spent the last 5 years training in Southern California with trainer Ryan Capretta. He spends the 5 weeks before training camp with Capretta, a former strength coach in the NFL who has worked with some of the top athletes, but few as gifted as Cromartie.
What impresses you the most about him?
Probably his combination of strength and speed. You know, we get a lot of guys that are strong or really fast. I mean, the mesh of those two things that he has is very unique. You know, I've been training athletes for a long time, and he's pretty unique. He's special.
Cromartie has the same respect for Capretta. That's why he invited his teammates to experience the training.
And I think the biggest thing for us when we're coming out here is understanding when you're tired, work on standing your technique. You know, work on staying low, bending your knees, doing the things that you need to do. So when you get tired, it's more the mental thing than more it is physical. So I think this is where, with Ryan coming out here, that's where that brings into the mental part. Trying to push yourself and understand, okay, I know my limits, so I can push myself this far.
Capretta's workouts are a combination of art and science. The focus is on full body conditioning.
You're shooting through. Once you get past it, shoot through quick.
Okay? It's all about endurance, training your muscles when you are physically and mentally exhausted. With high intensity drills.
Now back quick. Let's go. I need some energy. Come on.
And very few breaks.
Let me see roller.
You got 3 minutes.
And I need 4.
And when your body doesn't want to go anymore,
last set.
Your teammates are there.
You know, this opportunity for us to get to know each other outside of the facilities, to come out here, train together, work together, to understand each other better and know we can figure out each other's limits, and now we can push each other to those limits.
They get a chance to really, number one, get to know each other a little more outside of their setting, and they get to work together when they're uncomfortable. So you saw them today, they were dying, they were hurting. So you build that camaraderie, you build a certain element that you don't always get within an off-season program when you're with the whole team. React quick now.
And one would think that after putting your body through an hour of a high-intensity workout, you'd be done. Think again.
So now we're just going to finish with some light conditioning, then we'll take it into the gym and hit a full body workout.
More.
Oh, yeah. That's just part one.
This is just a warm-up.
This is part one.